We're used to seeing airplanes coming and going from Cork Airport on the hilltop to the south of the city. To our small city, the airport is physically and emotionally close. Physically to all of us, from wherever we go in the city, it's nearby. We can see it as if it's almost in our own back or front gardens. Emotionally, it has become one of our own front or back gates, like the great tunnel under our city out of our railway station, or like the long sail out of the port of Cork, the second largest natural harbour in the world, or like the road from the Jack Lynch Tunnel at the Dunkettle roundabout. Like these three, Cork Airport is to all of us here the way people come and go to and from our home, our place of doing business, the city and county we love. Many, like myself and like you and my family, have used the Cork-Belfast air route. And in recent days, we've all heard stories of people who used it recently or frequently. Thursday's crash, therefore, deep down has made us all feel vulnerable. Our own fragility has given us all a profound sense of local solidarity with those who died and with their loved ones, now shocked and grieving, and especially with those who were cared for and are being cared for in this hospital. Last Thursday, my first instinct was to try to get to the airport, and then the Gardaí told us not to, and that the roads I would have used were closed off, and I felt helpless. So I went to the chapel on the top floor of the bishop's home near St. Finbar's Cathedral, and did all I could do. I prayed. To all who may be listening to me on hospital radio this morning, and to those of you here, I assure you that while our words may be clumsy and awkward in response to your suffering, our solidarity is strong, and our prayers have been unending in recent days. People of many churches and faiths, and those of no faith, have been affected by this tragedy. Likewise, those fellow human beings join in their support for you now. Our thoughts and our prayers, most of all, have been and are with those who died, their loved ones, and with those who survived and their families. You are the most important people for us now. Prayers have been said in many homes, formally and informally, and in churches of many Christian denominations, and in the local centres of many other faiths. Tragedies like this know no boundaries. We also thank God today for the emergency services, fire, ambulance, police, counselling, for all who work at Cork Airport and at Belfast City Airport, for this hospital and for all who work here, for those who are still caring for those who are suffering, and for the other hospitals in Cork, for those who work in pastoral care, including the chaplains and those who support them. Our prayers have been with the workers at the airline, Manx 2, and all the communities affected by this tragedy, not only here, but also in Northern Ireland, the Isle of Man, and Great Britain, in Spain, and all the parts of the world with which those caught up in this tragedy have to do. There has been much talk about that foggy morning in Cork. Comment on that is the business of other professionals, the investigators, for whom we also pray. In a spiritual sense, however, at times like this, we come to realise that much of our living is as in a mist. Life's big questions, the whys of life, are ones for which we struggle to find answers. In truth, for many of our great questions, we can't find the right words. But that struggling, tearful place is the very place where we are promised God is, even though we think we may have been abandoned. St. Paul made it clear that some of the greatest things, the most precious things in life, faith, hope, and love, he said, are mysteries. Speaking about them and about the here and now, he said, now we see through a glass, a mirror, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part,